Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
There we go. Happy Tuesday. Welcome in. Thank you for making us a part of your day. Don't forget to download the Odyssey app. Follow the Joe Beamer Show. Follow David Bellavia. Follow Tom Bowerly under podcasts. That means the show will be uploaded to your phone and you can listen anytime you'd like. We are joined by the Erie County Clerk, Mickey Kearns, this segment. Mickey, happy Tuesday. Welcome to the show.
Happy Tuesday, Joe. Hope all is well.
It is now, because we perfected the open. So I think that is the best way to kick things off. I didn't want to start off with that, with the old open. So I'm glad we perfected it.
No, that's good, Joe. Hey, if you see an error, you correct it. That's always a good thing.
Exactly, exactly. And you know, I'm able to just say, hey, that was on me. Now, Mickey, before we get to the story, I do have to give a compliment. Last week, my license was about to expired on my birthday, and I made an appointment to the downtown DMV. I was in and out in less than 15 minutes. So I'm telling you, the appointment, it worked out beautifully. They took my picture. I was out of there.
Yeah, Joe, once again, we can't emphasize enough that if you're looking to do a transaction, if you go to erie.gov/clerk or call 858-8864, if you can make an appointment, we still have people who are converting, even though the enforcement date of May 7th has passed, to the real ID. And once again, make an appointment. I know that is a longer transaction, a more complicated transaction for the federal ID. But once again, I'm glad to hear that the appointment is so important. And I'll also being prepared, you know, having the proper documentation is always important. Going to our website at erie.gov/clerk. We even have a help desk that you could ask questions prior to coming in. So we're trying to accommodate people. We know their time is important, but I'm so happy and glad that you had a really good experience. We've got, I believe, the best staff in New York State. We've got some really good people working for us.
Now, speaking of documentation, you were sent a letter last Friday. Tell us what exactly is going down at the Rath Building.
So, Joe, I was a little confused. On Friday, I received a letter from Commissioner Geary. He's a great guy, a veteran, someone I have a great amount of respect for. And basically, our office and pretty much all of the county offices are in greater need of space. So I was in receipt of a letter regarding office space for the Buffalo News. I was a little confused, but I did find it a little concerning and a little somewhat unprofessional that neither myself or my office was notified in advance. They're asking the Erie County Clerk's Office to relinquish space that we have occupied and relied on, I believe, prior to even me becoming clerk for over 15 years. I talked to some of the staff They've always used a room. And it just, to me, what's concerning about this letter is the Department of Public Works literally put me on notice saying that I have 10 business days from the date of this letter that we have to remove all of our storage, all of our supplies, all of our confidential papers so the Buffalo News can transition into this space. It's just, I'm bewildered, and I actually dropped the letter back off to the commissioner, and I just don't know what's going on, Joe, but we need that space because that supply room is immediately adjacent to our staff conference room where we conduct private and confidential meetings with staff, outside agencies, and administrative personnel. Additionally, Joe, our office collaborates with the Erie County District Attorney's Office, and they are currently utilizing that space right now for confidential training classes in order to meet their space needs. I know that the district attorney has been working for a number of months on trying to get additional space with the additional employees that they have because of the new laws in New York State. So I'm shocked. I just don't know what to say, that we are literally, as the Erie County Clerk, as an independently elected official, the county executive, I believe it is the county executive, is trying to evict me from a closet. It's just unbelievable. It's unconscionable that they're trying to provide space for the Buffalo News or any other media outlet without at least contacting me and referring to proper space, that we believe that there are several other options that would be more appropriate than the space that they're occupying and that they're trying to occupy right now.
So they didn't ask you before. You got this letter saying, hey, we're kicking you out. We're putting the Buffalo News in. My question is, why does the Buffalo News need an office at the county facility anyway? I mean, does any other media sustain an office there?
We don't, you know, we try to accommodate the media when we can. And of course, you know, I know the Buffalo News has a long time affiliation with covering government business, Erie County business, and we understand that. But there are other alternatives for them, and there are several options. You know, we even said the legislature, the Erie County legislature, would be a good option for them. It's most suitable for them. You know, the chambers of the Erie County Legislature, they have a dedicated desk there. They have Wi-Fi. But, Joe, what's concerning is it's a repeated message of no one came to ask and said, hey, we're thinking about doing this. I guess they were removed from the court system, from their space. No one called and asked. It was a top-down, letter. And when I read the letter, it says, should you have any questions or concerns or require assistance, please feel free to contact the undersigned. So to me, this was a letter written by someone else. I don't believe it was written by the commissioner. I can't believe that taxpayers, an office that's of need, that space, and I know I talked to the district attorney on Saturday, they need additional space because of the new laws dealing with evidence and their training. We have a partnership, and this is something that we have been talking about for over 9 months with the district attorney. We get along great with the district attorney. They have space needs. As you know, I try to do more mobile events. We're out in the community. We have clerk on the go. We try to be mobile. We try to provide as best experience as we can, as you stated at the start of the show. But this is where our technology is. And that room is adjacent to where we have some of our most confidential discussions regarding the clerk's office. And it looks as though the county executive wants to put the Buffalo News in an office right next to our office. But once again, we don't have an issue with the Buffalo News being here. We work with everyone. However, you know, I just think it's inappropriate for them to be in that specific space. And I think there are different options for them above and beyond the room immediate to our conference room. And it's just we have confidential files, papers, outreach materials. And once again, we've already entered into an agreement with the district attorney, where they are going to be there for the next 5 to 6 weeks. And long term, we want to work with them on further, utilization of space, working together. But to me, I just find this somewhat unprofessional that no one reached out to the office and said, look, this is what we're thinking of. Do you have an alternative, or is there something else we can work on together?
Why do you think they're targeting you, Mickey? Why, of all the elected officials, all the offices, are they coming after you?
Well, Joe, I'm the most independent elected official. This is a ministerial office. The county executive has run numerous people against me. Every time a person runs against me, they get a job in the administration. That is not conjecture. That is a fact. I can go on the list of the people that ran against me who get big plum jobs for doing their duty of running a person. Now, I'm not against people running against people. If people want to run for office, they have that right. We live in America. However, they want this office. They do not like that I'm independent, that I'm not beholden to them. And Joe, this goes back to, we said this of them. I talked about this. I was very frustrated that, they gave, the DISS, which is the computer agency, and I'm having discussions on this. They gave confidential information to the county attorney's office, my files, the files, confidential files of the public, without notifying me. Once again, they're trying to do that again. And to me, why are they trying to give this space at no fee to the Buffalo News? And to me, we do have people working and, outside independent title companies, but they have a contract with us, and that contract is approved by the administration, and we have an agreement of where they're at and what services they are, and they pay for that. This isn't a quid pro quo. This isn't something that they get for free. This is something that they have to pay for. And to me, I just find this troubling that county government is trying to put a private entity before county taxpayers. We need that space. As inconsequential as it may seem, a supply office, we need room for our supplies. We are a big operation. As you know, we have over six permanent DMVs. We have many different transactions, over 500,000 transactions a year. We try to push online services. However, we do use paper, and we do need a place to store our supplies, Joe. We have over 160 employees. That's a lot of employees. That's a lot of supplies.
You know, Mickey, I got to say, this relationship with the Buffalo News and the county, it's a little disturbing to me. We have construction going on here at the studio. I'd love to have an office at the RAF building to do the show for the next few months while they finish up construction here. Do you think they would allow that?
I don't know, Joe. I guess you'd have to figure out. One of the things, I did write a letter back to the commissioner. And once again, I respect him greatly. I don't believe this is, something that has come and originated from him. I believe it's coming from a higher level. And one of the things I say in the letter back to the commissioner is I want to emphasize that I'm not opposed, and I say this, to providing space for the Buffalo News or any other media outlets. I believe that any other media outlet should have access. And, if you want to come here and have that access, like I said, we have a closing room that has Wi-Fi. There are other opportunities that you can obviously utilize space. I mentioned the title rooms, but I don't know, Joe. I don't understand why all the media doesn't have the same access as the Buffalo News. I think all the media is important, and they should be treated fairly. And once again, to be evicted, it's an eviction notice. Literally the letter says, they didn't even say please, Joe. And my mother always taught me to be nice and to say please, right? They didn't even say please. Basically, they say, we have determined that the Buffalo News office will be moved to the room. They didn't ask me. Will be roomed adjacent to the conference room currently used by your office for storage. enclosed, please find the highlighted area. And they give us a little floor plan. And then they say, and they do use the word kindly, but it's not so kind. Please have the materials stored within this room and cleared within 10 business days. Yes, sir. I'll do that right away, sir. Yes, sir. Right away, sir. I'm working on that as we speak, as we're trying to get people their real ID, as we're trying to do the job of the taxpayers. I'll get that stuff moved right away. I mean, this is embarrassing. It's childish, and it's a little unprofessional. And I would expect that we'd have a county executive that would care a little bit more about taking care of the day-to-day business instead of worrying about where the Buffalo News has an office. And they shouldn't have an office adjacent to such an important room that we utilize as almost our heart center of our office. To me, once again, I'm not against talking to the media. You know, I'm always on your show. I meet with the Buffalo News. In many instances, I can't even get the Buffalo News to come and talk to me. It's usually done on the phone anyhow. So as long as they're Wi-Fi and it's an appropriate confidential setting, I think we can work through this. But once again, Joe, this is just a pattern over and over again of an overreach of the county executive.
It sure is. And I mean, I am still just flabbergasted that the Buffalo News gets county offices. That I mean, I believe that we're probably talking to more people now, Mickey, than have picked up a paper in the last 2 years. To me, it's just it's a waste of county resources. And to demand you of all elected officials, you give up space. I hope you win the appeal, Mickey, because to me, the fact that they are in the building full time bothers me. But the fact that they didn't even have a discussion with you, they gave you a letter on a Friday and said, hey, 10 days from now, get this out of here. To me, that's just no way to run the county.
Well, I just want to know how this originates. I mean, you know, like, how does this happen to where, you know, the Buffalo News gets this priority service where they can reach out, you know, to the county executive's office? Someone makes a phone call and they send over staff I just found out today, two gentlemen came over from the Department of Public Works. They asked to look at that space. We had obviously the young lady who talked to them had no problem. They just thought it may have been a routine review of the space that we let them in, obviously. We try to work as a team. But to me, you know, there are other elected officials. I mean, Joe, this isn't just impacting me. You have the district attorney who is trying to train new ADAs. They're trying to do confidential training. And, you know, there is a delay that he can't even get space. And we've talked about this for quite some time. The people's business has to come before the allocation of this space. So, you know, why isn't it that the district attorney's needs are, you know, taken care of? And, you know, we didn't even realize, Joe, that they were measuring the drapes. They were looking, they were coming in, and they were, you know, eyeing this up. I mean, it's a problem. It is a problem of an overreach of we have a computer DISS, which says our computer, you know, review our server, and we're going on a new software system. I'd love to be able to just move all of our stuff over to the cloud, which we're thinking about and we're probably going to do. But once again, we're supposed to be working together as a team, right? And in government. And I have to say, and I have to give some credit to, even in times when I was maybe in disagreement with the comptroller's office, we always got things done. Our staffs always communicated together. And we always communicated together, the controller and I. That doesn't mean that we agreed on everything that we were communicating, but you can't shut down the lines of communication because, Joe, we're hearing now that there's a new edict from the county executive that the upper-level management is not allowed to come over and meet with me. What is going on? I mean, we're waiting on paper for almost now a month and a half, something that's vital to our office, and we can't get paper for the Erie County Clerk's office. I mean, thank God it's not toilet paper, but it's paper that we utilize. And it's just, this is getting to be a problem. And once again, you know, I want to nip this in the bud. And I always go public with it from, you know, DISS. But this is supposed to be the people's business. And this space should be for the government. It shouldn't be for a private entity. Once again, I'm not against the Buffalo News or any public media having a proper space where they can do their reporting, meet with elected officials, write stories that are supposed to be fair. We were not against that. It's just to displace us and not even have a conversation. And really, this is an eviction notice. 10 days, you have to move out or else.
Yeah. Mickey, you got to move out. The bed bugs, on the other hand, they can stay.
The bed bugs can stay. I mean, it just stinks, Joe.
It does. You know, it's just the preferential treatment that the county executive is giving the Buffalo News. The way they're handling it, which doesn't surprise me. I mean, the way that administration handles most things doesn't surprise me. But Mickey, I hope that cooler heads prevail. And they don't evict you. You get to keep your space because you need it. And you're doing, like you said, you're doing the work for the people. We're all benefiting from the great work at the clerk's office.
And Joe, once again, you know, we're not against, you know, I sent a letter over today. I dropped a letter. I had a letter hand delivered. We're not against people doing that. And once again, if you or any other government or any other public media agency is interested, I don't think they would have a problem with you being here or being over at the chambers. That's a public space, you know, the Erie County Legislature. But for them to remove us, it's such an important part of our office. I mean, you imagine, you know, there really isn't much confidentiality if the Buffalo News were to move into that space. And once again, we're talking about private information. We do a lot of confidential stuff. We have marital material,
yeah,
divorce decrees that are out of here that I really am very sensitive on. I once had a fire someone because of the improper looking at divorce materials, right? If that was something that came up, I'll fire them. And we try to clean up all of our problems. We're not perfect, but, you know, this information has to remain private and confidential, and having a news agency right there where there is no confidentiality. And what about people that want to come in and see me? Maybe they want to come see me on a comp. I have county employees come talk to me all the time. And would they feel comfortable knowing that the Buffalo News is there when they come into my office, the front door, they'll be able to see who's coming in and who's coming and going to see the county clerk.
Yeah.
You know, it's a chilling effect. And Joe, it's starting early. You know, campaign season. I know I'm up for re-election next year, but I guess they're starting early, and they want to start early.
Mickey Kearns, Erie County Clerk. Mickey, please keep us updated on how this goes, and thank you so much for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you, Joe.
That is Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns. We're a little late for news. Here's Tom Puckett.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Oh, Eddie Money. The great Eddie Money. Saw him like a year before he passed. He was still putting on great shows, I'm not going to lie. Two tickets to paradise. Welcome back. Joe Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. You just heard from Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns. And I... So, when I heard about this, my question goes right to, why does the Buffalo News... I mean, let's play it like Trump. Why does the failing Buffalo News need an office in the Rath building? And why, of all the people there, of all the people, all the bed bugs in the Rath building, why make Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns vacate one of his offices? How did they come down to that decision? I think we know why. Right? I mean, it's the same reason the county executive. I mean, obviously, this is the county executive pulling the strings. And, you know, he's buddy-buddy with the Buffalo News because they write, everything is pro-Pulling Cars and pro-Sean Ryan. So, of course, he's going to be buddy-buddy. He needs his favorite reporter right there in the Rath building. Well, you know, I'm an Erie County resident. I want to do shows from the Rath every Tuesday, live from the Rath building with Joe Beamer. Can I get an office in the Rath building? Preferably one that doesn't have bed bugs would be great. But that's wild. That is wild. And I hope Mickey can appeal it. And I hope the fact that he went public with it, the fact that he went on this very popular radio station, I'm hoping that... You know, that the county executive takes the L and puts the, why not put the Buffalo News on the 16th floor with him? Why can't the Buffalo News, do you not have enough key cards? Are there not enough key cards left to give one to the Buffalo News so they can be on one of the floors? Can they Pulling Cars? Pulling Cars is never in the county anymore. Did you see this over the weekend? He's in Wyoming County, he's in Cattaraugus County. The guy's never in Western New York. I mean, why can't the Buffalo News just take Pulling Cars' office? He's never here. But the idea of the Buffalo News needs an office right in the Rath building, and hey, because he's not one of us, let's put the Buffalo News with Mickey Kearns. I have another great idea. Why isn't the Buffalo News going to the ErieNet office? Because there's nothing coming out of there. How about the Buffalo News pack up their things? They don't want to be in Old County Hall anymore. Pack up their things, walk over to the Rath building, and go take the ErieNet offices. We know nothing's coming out of there. But to target Mickey Kearns, and we've seen this in years past, but to target Mickey Kearns and to demand, hey, in 10 days, because, you know, I mean, I'm sorry, I don't see Mickey Kearns on social media in a different part of the state every weekend. Hell, I mean, sometimes you see you log on the county executives in Albany on a random Wednesday, right? But I don't see Mickey Kearns in, you know, doing the county tour, a different county every day. He's actually there. He's working, right? People in his office are working. They're helping people. Again, this is an office that, you know, does outreach. They have the DMV. They take care of a lot of stuff that you need to know, right? A lot of people need to use the DMV. We've heard the clerk talk about zombie properties and gun license and all that stuff. Marriage license, he was talking about that. So of all people, you're going to pick the clerk. Again, because pulling cars doesn't like Kearns, right? I mean, allegedly, that's what it seems like. So, I mean, that is ridiculous. And again, in my opinion, the Buffalo News needing an office, again, the language used, as heard from Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns, the Buffalo News, what's it say? He said, the Buffalo News is in need of an alternative location. And we've determined, this is what Mickey said, we've determined the Buffalo News office will be moved to the room adjacent to the conference room currently used by your office storage. So you determine that without talking to the guy who's using the office? Really? I mean, I don't have an office at Odyssey Buffalo, right? We don't have offices here. There are studios, and there's a studio that I'm usually in. And I will get emails all the time. Hey, we need to record this. I just want to make sure that's okay with you. It's not even my office. It's just, you know, kind gestures. But no, I think this was meant to send a message from Poland Cars and his administration. And Mickey's right. It is, you know, close to an election year. But, I mean, you want to talk about bullying. That to me seems like that's bullying right there. They're trying to bully Mickey Kearns out of an office. And he brings up a great point. So the Buffalo News is just going to be there and see who's walking in and out of the office. If there's a meeting that's not supposed to be on the record, we're going to trust the Buffalo News in an election year to not write something about that. So I hope Mickey can win this battle. I hope members of the legislature get behind the clerk, because this is, in my opinion, an abuse of power. Your buddies with the Buffalo News, right? We all know pulling cars in the Buffalo News. They've got each other's back, and now pulling cars needs them even closer. Again, if you want them closer, put them in your office, right? Give them a key card, and let's have Buffalo News in the pulling cars office. Again, pulling cars is there, what, once a week? I'm pretty sure the Buffalo News can use the office on the other days. Or how about we just don't have the Buffalo News in the Rath building? I mean, what are we, the public, benefiting from a tax-funded building giving a room to the Buffalo News, unless we're going to do that for everyone else? Unless, you know what? All right, the Buffalo News is going to sustain an office. The reporter will be in there. Fine. Brayton Wilson is now going to be his new office is in the Rath building. You give Brayton an office, fine. If you give the Buffalo News an office, then every media outlet should have a functioning office in the Rath building. Otherwise, you're just buddy buddies with the Buffalo News. So hopefully, we will get the updates on that. And like I said, I hope the clerk wins this appeal, and I hope the people, I hope the members of the legislature, regardless of party, see what this is. It's an abuse of power. And I also, again, I have a question. Maybe we'll get a legislator to come on Hardline. I don't understand the Buffalo News needing a daily presence in the Rath building. I mean, was the engagement article, the Pulling Cars engagement article, was that written in the Rath building? I don't know. That to me just, I don't know why that makes me so mad. It just does. 803-0930, star 930, if you have a comment on this. Jimmy Kimmel is back tonight over on most ABC affiliates. Now, Sinclair and Nexstar said, no, thank you. We will not be carrying Jimmy Kimmel because he has not apologized, which is factual. And there's indication that he's not going to, and that most likely he'll just double down in his monologue tonight. Again, maybe not. He probably won't address the despicable comment that got him suspended. But I mean, you know, he's going to double down on Trump. I mean, that's his shtick. Jimmy Kimmel has nothing else. It's a Trump. I mean, his first guest is going to be Gavin Newsom. Jimmy Kimmel's whole shtick is it's an anti-Trump show. Is the Gavin Newsom thing fake? Did I fall for fake news? But anyway, Kimmel's back today. And again, I want to take you back to what we were told. We were told Jimmy Kimmel was kicked off the air by the FCC, right? And that this was authoritarian. Trump the authoritarian kicked Kimmel off of CNN. I mean, this was, let me make sure I got the right clip here. This is CNN talking about the incident as soon as it broke. This was CNN and Brian Stelter melting down again. This was the First Amendment is at risk.
Go ahead. I'm interested because are they sending everyone home? You know what's happening on the scene. You know the show would have been taping within the next hour, so people would be there. Yes, this is very abrupt. Very abrupt.
And this is all about jawboning. It's all about public pressure. You know, actually revoking FCC licenses is extremely difficult. I wrote about this last fall when candidate Donald Trump was talking on the campaign trail about wanting to punish stations by taking away their licenses. And throughout the history of the country, ever since we've had broadcast television, license revocations are extraordinarily rare. Once you've got one, you're pretty much guaranteed to keep it. So the threat is not that the FCC is actually going to take away a license. It's about the public noise. It's about the shame and embarrassment. It's about Brendan Carr going on podcasts and embarrassing ABC. You know, there's a term for this. It's jawboning. And that's what we've seen happen today in a very real way. Trump vowed retribution on the campaign trail, and he's getting it. He's getting it against entertainers and comedians. But Aaron, for every reaction, there is a counterreaction. Stephen Colbert has already been joking about getting hired somewhere else. Those jokes mask a real, very, very real intention, right? Yeah. Where will he get picked up instead? If Kimmel parts ways with ABC, and again, Bill, correct me if I'm wrong, I think Kimmel's contract is coming due.
So that was Stelter. And then you had Julie Roganowski talking about this.
I'm a free speech absolutist, so I think Jimmy Kimmel should be able to say whatever he wants to say in the market. Can decide whether it wants Jimmy Kimmel to say it or not. In other words, if Jimmy Kimmel's ratings are awful, then Disney has every right to cancel him. But that's not why they got rid of him. They got rid of him because Donald Trump made it clear he doesn't like to be made fun of, as he said consistently, both before and after this. Look, I'll just caution my friends on the right who are gloating over this.
So, I mean, just insane. Insane to say that because 6 days later, he's back on the air. So it wasn't the FCC. It wasn't Donald Trump. It was ABC saying, hey, you know what? The temperature's pretty hot. That comment was not right. It was a lie and despicable to say in the moment. You know what? We're gonna cool down. We're going to suspend you. He's back today, 6 days later. But again, the left used this as an excuse to ramp up the rhetoric, right? Dictator, authoritarian. They used the Jimmy Kimmel. This all worked in their favor. Because now they had an excuse to ramp back up the temperature, ramp back up the rhetoric, and here we are. He's back on the air tonight. No, Donald Trump had nothing to do with Jimmy Kimmel not being on the air. And I love... Is anyone buying this? Oh, he's a voice against Trump. Yeah, so is most of TV. Like, Colbert and Kimmel do the same shtick. It's the same thing. They crap on Trump. Look at us. We're brilliant. Like, you're doing the same thing. The Daily Show. Jimmy Kimmel. Colbert. Fallon to an extent, but he's backed off a little bit. Seth Meyers. You're not unique. You're not original. It's what everyone's doing. Every not every comedian, but I mean most quote comedians on television are doing, and again, we use the term comedian very lightly here, they're doing the same anti-Trump shtick. It's the same jokes. It's the same fake voice. So you're not unique. It's not like, oh, Jimmy Kimmel's not on. I don't know where I'm going to find my Trump bashing for today. I could give you a list of television stations. You can go find your Trump bashing. But he's back. And again, he wasn't kicked off the air by Trump. He wasn't kicked off the air by the FCC. He was kicked off the air by Disney. And, you know, Disney, again, to believe that, you had to not know anything, right? I mean, Disney employs ABC News, which, let's be honest, mostly leans to the left, right? I mean, Stephanopoulos is the face of their political coverage. He was on the Clinton campaign. Okay? It's pretty liberal. And then you go over to ESPN. And we all know the politics that comes out of ESPN, including Michael Wilbon. He says Bruce Pearl is divisive. We're going to get into that. We'll play that clip for you. 803-0930, starting at 30. Your thoughts on Jimmy Kimmel returning and your thoughts on the county executive. Oh, I'm sorry. The commissioner of public works. Wink, wink. Telling Mickey Kearns he has 10 days to clear an office so the Buffalo News can move their offices right into the Rath building. Love to know what you have to say. 803-0930, start 930. Back after this.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, welcome back. Hour number two. Great to be with you on this Tuesday afternoon. You know, Tuesdays, I always say it's kind of that blah day. Hopefully, we're able to make it less blah, right? Get you through your workday, whatever it is you're doing on this first full day of fall after yesterday was the beginning of fall. Today, here it is. Fall is here. Luckily, we still have summer-like temperatures outside. 803-0930, star 930, if you want to join the show. So, before the break, we were talking about Jimmy Kimmel. He's coming back on most ABC affiliates. Nexstar and Sinclair have said they will not be carrying the program. They will be preempting the Jimmy Kimmel program. And, of course, people are, you know, overreacting on social media. However, you know, this, again, so Jimmy Kimmel is coming back, even though we were told that the FCC and Donald Trump fired Jimmy Kimmel. That was not true. And again, let's just look at Disney. Let's just look at some of the things going on over on Disney. So they own ESPN as well. And yesterday, Michael Wilbon, he is on the show Pardon the Interruption, which has not been relevant since 2010. I mean, Tanner, you're of a younger generation. Has Pardon the Interruption ever been relevant in your memory?
Not that I recall. When you think ESPN, the show you think of is First Take.
First Take, yeah.
Stephen A., and he's doing his thing with the politics and all. So, like, that's the first show and name I think of when I think of ESPN, First Take, Stephen A. I don't really think of anything else beyond that.
But I'll give Stephen A. this. He does the politics as a separate entity. He's not saying, oh, Dak Prescott sucks. And by the way, you know, politics. I mean, he does the sports on the sports and the politics on the politics. And again, I mean, I don't see eye to eye with most of Stephen A.'s politics, but I love when he and O'Reilly are on News Nation together going back and forth. Like, I have respect for the guy, but he's not, he knows sports is here, politics is here, regardless if it's sports or politics. So Michael Wilbon shed some light with this comment on exactly what is wrong in American politics. And here's what Michael Wilbon said yesterday on Pardon the Interruption.
Happy trails to coaching for Bruce Pearl. The Auburn coach is stepping down to become an ambassador for the athletic department. In his place, the school gave a 5-year deal to his son, Stephen. Pearl is 65. He has had terrific teams at Milwaukee, Tennessee, and Auburn, which made the Final Four last season and in 2019. His decision comes about a year after Tony Bennett did the same thing at UVA. Pearl said he will not run for the U.S. Senate, something that had been rumored.
Tony, he become a divisive person, it seems to me, intentionally. And I hope there was pressure to just get him out.
Really? Yeah, I always liked him. He was such a great guest. We're on the other side on him.
So Michael Wilbon, I mean, this is the guy who said when the NFL comes back from COVID, which they never took COVID off, but when the NFL comes back, he was saying, I hope all players are kneeling at the first game. Again, this is during COVID when, you know, we're all stuck in our houses, and that's. But it's interesting. So he thinks Bruce Pearl, because Bruce Pearl is pretty conservative. You see him on Fox News, and he's been pretty vocal about some current events. It's interesting that Michael Wilbon will say he's divisive because he doesn't agree with Bruce Pearl's politics. Did Michael Wilbon say that of Steve Kerr from the Golden State Warriors, the head coach? Greg Popovich, San Antonio. I mean, these are guys that will completely they'll completely ignore post-game comments, and they'll just sit there and start crying about politics in a press conference. Now, is that divisive? Michael Wilbon doesn't think that's divisive. But if you're conservative, it's divisive. And, you know, it goes back to what we are seeing in our current political landscape. It was kind of highlighted after the assassination of Charlie Kirk, just how divided we are and how you have some people that, you know, I mean, this was a great coach. Okay, you don't agree with him politically. Was that divisive? I mean, the guy got his team to the Final Four last year. Obviously, players he's recruiting don't think that he's divisive, right? And we're just seeing that more, unfortunately, more and more. And it's, you know, I've always said I would prefer sports and politics are two separate entities. I know that's not always possible, but this isn't the I don't turn ESPN on for this. I turn ESPN on for sports. And, you know, a bigger picture here, I think, besides First Take, I think ESPN, I mean, I think those shows are garbage, if you ask me. Pat McAfee, great. First Take, great, right? Besides SportsCenter, and SportsCenter's not what it used to be. Like, I miss just waking up in the morning, turning on SportsCenter, and it's just highlights. I think that could still work. But so that was Michael Wilbon, again, on Disney-owned ESPN. Then I go over to Blue Sky, because you guys know I like to catch up on what the Blue Sky echo chamber is saying. And over on Blue Sky, there was a story about America's new top-selling beer. Any guesses on what America's new top-selling beer is? Tanner, you want to take a guess?
Was it Bud Light?
No, same owners, though. Mich Ultra is America's new top-selling beer. The first comment on this story on Blue Sky, now this is the kind of stuff that you're seeing on Blue Sky. The fact that America chooses that blank water, despite having some of the best craft breweries in the world, must be somehow correlated to a majority of voters choosing an imbecile for president when much better options were available. You can't even digest a story about beer without pulling politics into it. And by the way, I mean, that's most of the crap on Blue Sky. It is some of the most vile things I have seen are on Blue Sky. I mean, it is a liberal echo chamber. I mean, this is where you saw people have a hit list after Charlie Kirk was assassinated, saying who they'd like to see next. This is the kind of crap that's going over on Blue Sky. And the county executive walking his dogs. That is also on Blue Sky. And I only say that because literally it's on the screen in front of me as we speak. So you want to talk about divisive. And you're going to call, of all people, Bruce Pearl divisive. Yet a different standard for someone who's liberal-leaning. Is Michael Wilbon under the impression that liberals aren't divisive? Again, we'll go back to the Braff building. I know one Erie County Democrat who's pretty divisive. loves the division in the county. So I was just, because I, you know, back when it was a reputable show, I actually liked watching, pardon the interruption, it went into Hardline, I wish. It went into SportsCenter. But now, I mean, that's the kind of comments. And again, as David said, it's two guys, they're not even in the studio together. You know, they haven't left their homes. They still do the show at home like it's COVID. So that's what's going on Disney-owned ESPN. So going back to what I said before the break, to make Jimmy Kimmel... with the CNNs of the world, to make Jimmy Kimmel out to be this unique anti-Trump voice. No, it's everywhere. It's everywhere. They love Joe Biden, hate Trump, and that's their shtick. It's Trump bashing the entire show. And for some people, they like that. Right? And fine, if at 11:35, you're like, man, I haven't heard enough Trump bashing. Let me turn on the guy from the Man Show. I mean, more power to you. I'm not going to judge your entertainment. Usually at 11:30, I like something that's mindless. You know, I know the joke would be, Joe, you could just listen to yourself. But, you know, at 11:30, now that I am actually up at 11:30 because I'm not working the early morning, I like, you know, something that's more mindless, something that's maybe music or, you know, an actual comedy podcast, real comedy that's, you know, not talking about politics. That's the kind of stuff that I want to be watching at 11:35 at night. That's what was so great about Letterman, right? Was Letterman and Leno, they were just, it was stupid funny. I say we bring back stupid funny. I say we bring back silly. Now, I know I said this a few weeks ago, and that is one of the issues that you see in today's politics, especially, I believe you take in some of these liberal leaning podcasts. I mean, it's all just so serious all the time. We got a joke every now and then. We gotta laugh at ourselves every now and then. Right? I mean, if you can't laugh at yourself, who can you laugh at? And I think we need to be more silly. Like, make a joke here and there. Let's not just be so serious all day, every day. And gosh, let's please, can we stop being so vile when talking about the other side of the political aisle? Again, I go on Blue Sky and, you know, I think, wow, these accounts aren't suspended, some of the things they're saying. It's absolutely crazy. By the way, a verdict has been reached in the would-be assassin trial. And when that verdict is announced, we will let you know. But the verdict has been reached in the would-be Trump assassin trial. I believe the jury just got this case earlier today or yesterday. So pretty quick deciding it. And again, we will bring that to you when we have it. If you remember, this was the second assassination attempt on President Trump at the golf course when Secret Service saw something between the trees, and it turned out to be this gentleman with a gun. And I think we all know what this verdict will be. But when it's announced, we will bring that to you live here. But we'll tell you what the decision, the verdict was live here on WBEN. 803-0930, star 930. Okay, so I wanted to get to this yesterday, but then ICE and Gavin Newsom came up and I decided to talk about that. So now on most word processors, right, programs, there is the automatic auto spell check, and they put the line under it, and you can press it. Well, you know what? Before we get to that, let's get a Dave in South Buffalo who's been very patient. Dave, what do you have to say about the Jimmy Kimmel and all this stuff?
Okay, everyone seems to have missed this thing, but there's on YouTube on the Jimmy Kimmel Live channel with the headline Trump booted from Twitter and maybe the presidency. Jimmy Kimmel gloats about Trump being banned from social media, and he's the one claiming he's the champion of free speech and the fighter of censorship. But he's gloating over Trump being banned from social media.
Oh yeah, and he did the same when Tucker Carlson was fired at Fox. He did a whole monologue about anti. Tucker and, you know, basking in the glory.
Right, but I don't think it, I haven't seen anyone even talk about this particular clip. It's 8 minutes in, if you want to look for it.
Yes, if I can find it. It's the Jimmy Kimmel
Live channel.
Live channel Trump social media?
No, it's on YouTube. Trump booted from Twitter and maybe the presidency. It's not titled to.
Well, you know what, Dave? During the break, I will find that because yes, yeah, I want to play that. That's a great point, Dave in South Buffalo. I mean, Jimmy Kimmel. If Jimmy Kimmel was conservative, Jimmy Kimmel, the liberal Jimmy Kimmel, would be basking in the glory. I mean, it is what it is. He say what you want. Jimmy Kimmel is just partisan. You know, he's a far leftist. And again, just because he's a partisan and leftist doesn't mean he doesn't belong on TV. But, you know, what he said last week, I thought was offensive and out of bounds. And I think ABC did the right thing to suspend him. I would have said they did the right thing to get rid of him. But it's their network, and they want to put him back on. And, you know, if he doesn't want to issue an apology, well, that's on him. You know, that's on him. But, I mean, you look at I've pointed this out numerous times in the past, but you look at the guests on shows like Kimmel and Colbert, and, I mean, those just aren't, that's not late-night TV, right? It's just politicians. And after a while, people don't want to watch that. And after a while, people would like, I don't know, a differing opinion. And by the way, to everyone that was saying that this was Trump and the FCC, I mean, ABC still had The View on. I just want to point that out. The View is still on TV. So all these people, and I think a lot of them, I think a lot of people in media who call Trump an authoritarian and point to things like Kimmel and whatever, they know they're full of you-know-what. They do it because when people are on edge, when people are all amped up, they're going to watch cable news, right? And, you know, you've got people in Congress. Well, they're saying it because they want to win in midterms. You know, Eric Swalwell handing out his Jimmy Kimmel hats. I mean, he looks like such a nerd. But again, if that's how they want to spend their time, that's how they want to spend their time. They think it's an election thing. They don't care how dangerous it is and how there are people out there who are in their echo chambers and actually think that Trump is a dictator, an authoritarian, a fascist, and they take these words from people like Kathy Hochul as gospel. I don't think they realize how dangerous that is. And again, it seemed like for 5 days we kind of had this, oh, we need to change our rhetoric after the assassination of Charlie Kirk. And then as soon as Jimmy Kimmel's taken off the air, the political left in America found that as an excuse to ramp right back up the rhetoric and turn up the temperature again. And no one will get on TV and say, oh, I guess we overreacted a little bit. Yeah, I guess it wasn't Trump. Sorry about that. No, they'll double down. They'll continue to double down. I heard someone say today, well, it was your pocketbook. I told them with my pocketbook. Howard Stern said that. He goes, I'm canceling Disney Plus. You know, I'll hit him where it hurts. I mean, Howard Stern's like 70-something. What are you watching on Disney Plus anyway? But it's they've always got to turn it around to make them feel, we've empowered you. You told it, Disney. No. Disney said, hey, we're going to suspend him for a few days, and he'll come back. It wasn't because you canceled Disney Plus. It wasn't because of the letter you sent to the FCC. It wasn't the letter you sent to ABC. It wasn't the sign you made when outside Channel 7 last Friday. That did not bring back Jimmy Kimmel. Oh, one more segment left. We're back after this. John Waite, Missing You. This is a great, great song. Welcome back. Joe Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Hope you're enjoying your, what is it, Tuesday. I've said it every rejoin and I still forgot. 803-0930, star 930 is the number to get on. We've got some callers who have been hanging on. Let's go to Chris in Fredonia. Chris, thanks for hanging on.
Hey, quick question. What exactly did Kimmel say that got him suspended?
He alleged, well, here, how about I play it for you, Chris? Hold on 1 second. I will cue it up. I don't want to take anything. I don't want to be guilty of what he did. So here is the audio.
Over the weekend, with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it. In between the finger pointing, there was grieving. On Friday, the White House flew the flags.
So, I mean, pretty much saying that all MAGA cared about was not to make the shooter one of them.
And that's egregious enough to be suspended.
Well, I don't own ABC, but apparently Disney thought so.
And it has nothing to do with the merger that they want to do, and they need FCC approval.
You think the 6 days would help the merger?
Maybe.
I think that argument has a little more weight. I think that argument has a little more weight if he was still suspended.
Yeah, because were people freaking out when Don Jr. had his little Halloween costume for Paul Pelosi? With the hammer in the underwear. Did you guys find that to be distasteful?
I did. I don't think Don Jr. did it on ABC, though.
Oh, but he did it on Twitter, which...
Which his father was banned from. No, I do think that's distasteful, Chris. You're not gonna get me in being a hypocrite.
It's insane. What about the guy from Fox? But last week... wanted homeless people euthanized.
Well, I mean, Fox's cable stations are not regulated by the FCC, so...
No. So he says something about actually killing people.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that. You might find this hard to believe, Chris. I don't really watch much news on the weekends.
It was out there, especially after in Minnesota, two homeless encampments, people were killed.
All right, we're doing a lot of whataboutism here, Chris. I'm saying...
That's all I hear from you guys is whataboutism. That's all we ever hear about.
I don't know what I did today was whataboutism.
You were saying about, this ends and now the political rhetoric starts again. What about Trump at the funeral? Is how he hates his opponents.
Yeah, I saw Bob Lonsberry say something on that. And, yeah, I mean, he was just saying that, you know, Charlie Kirk had a good heart. And Donald Trump's a New York businessman. And I think we've seen that for the last 10 years he's been in politics.
Yeah. Oh, that really makes it feel like he's going to reach across the aisle to work with people, and he hates them. When he tells...
We really got off of the Jimmy Kimmel thing here, Chris.
Well, he's telling half the country that didn't vote for him that he hates them.
Okay, and right? Kathy Hochul said that Republicans aren't welcome in New York State. I mean, we want to go back and forth?
Yeah, okay, she shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, and Donald Trump should be a little more willing to reach across. It is difficult to reach across the aisle that's calling you a fascist and a dictator. Like, I don't know.
When they call him Hitler? Who else called him Hitler? Oh, did J.D. Vance call him Hitler? Did he call him cultural heroin?
Wow. Well, Chris, you're the first person to say that. Like, you are so original, Chris. Tell me more. All right, Chris and Fredoni. Let's go to Jim in Hamburg. Jim, save us.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing all right, Jim. How are you doing today?
Good. Hey, I'm listening to the Mr. Mickey there.
Yeah, the clerk.
Yes. And, you know, I thought the Rath building was a government building.
It is, yeah.
Erie County building. What's a private company getting an office in a public building?
That's a great question. By the way, without any kind of approval from any body of government, they're getting to move right in, and they get to kick out the clerk. They get to tell the clerk, hey, this is no longer your office.
You know, I'm going to tell you a secret here. My father was born and raised in Providence, Rhode Island. And, you know, he loved the state. He was in the Coast Guard during the Korean War, and he was stationed here. He told me before he passed away last year, he said, you know, not for not, West New York is the biggest village I have ever saw in my life.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the reason why this is not a business-friendly area is because of mainly the party that rules everything. Isn't that communism?
I mean, again, they want buddy-buddy. And, you know, they don't like Mickey, right? And they want a buddy-buddy with the Buffalo News.
Mickey Kearns is nothing more than a public servant.
Yeah.
Okay. And he was raised on a Roosevelt Democrat.
Exactly. Right? I mean, Mickey Kearns is...
He's independent now, and I don't blame him because... I mean, my dad was the same. And all he used to say was, thank God my father's not watching what's going on.
Yeah, the good thing about Mickey is he's not there for the party. He's actually there for the people. You know, I mean, he's not, I do fear that the county executive is all about the party more than the county. He puts party first. And I think with Mickey, it's clear that he does not put any party ahead of his duty to the county.
Right. He does his job. Yep. I get it. And I appreciate that very much. And as far as Kimmel, so he said that. Okay. Is it wrong that his employer didn't like it? I don't think so. That's business.
Yeah. Odyssey could hate the way that I handled the last caller and say, hey, Joe, you don't have a show here anymore. I mean, You know, I mean, we work for a private employer. They can do as they wish.
Right. I mean, I'm really befuddled by all this, you know, and Joe, I have to mention this. I was at a birthday party and your name came up.
Ooh.
And they, your name, and they said, hey, have you been listening to Hardline? I said, yeah, since Beamer took it over.
Well, thank you, Jim.
You've done a great job.
Thank
you. Sometimes I don't agree with you, whatever. But you know what? I really respect the way you let people talk.
I appreciate that, Jim. Thank you so much. I'm
good day.
You too, Jim in Hamburg. And, you know, I am all about letting anyone talk. Chris, can we just be honest? I mean, Chris was just being... I don't like when people call in and they start with that attitude, like, I'm going to get you on something. That's not how you have a conversation. Like, you want to have a real conversation with me? Fine. Again, I will go back to many Democrats that call into the show, and we do not agree, but it's not that gotcha attitude the whole time. So I am down to talk with anybody. But that Chris guy, he wanted to get me. He wanted to get me on something, and that's no way to have a conversation. By the way, clarification, the clerk's office is in Old County Hall, and that is where the Buffalo News office is going to be, to have more access to the county. I just want to clarify that. That was a clarification that was given to me. By the way, Ryan Routh, he is the would-be Trump assassin, the second attempt, found guilty on all charges. So he has been guilty on all found guilty on all charges. Again, I don't think that's surprising to anybody. This is the Florida, the golf course, right, where the Secret Service saw him through the trees. That guy has been found guilty on all charges, that breaking. The jury, it took them less than 2 hours to reach that verdict. So just want to make sure we get that news on there. David was talking about this earlier, and maybe I'll get more into this tomorrow. But it's funny, David was talking about this while I myself was at the gym. This is from Snap Fitness in East Aurora, which, by the way, love that concept, right? Anytime you want to go, the gym's open. My gym just cut their 24 hours. Now they're only open till 11. And you might say, well, Joe, 11. Sometimes my son doesn't go down till 9:30. Maybe I didn't get a workout in the morning. That 11 o'clock, if I don't get to leave my house until 9:30, that 11 o'clock is, it's in the back of my mind, my whole workout. You know what I mean? Like, I'm rushing everything. I like to have as much time as I need, or as little, you know, whatever. Anyway, so Snap Fitness sent this message out to their members. And like I said, maybe we'll talk more and get more in depth on this tomorrow. But I heard David talking about it, and I'd like to give my two cents. It says, they have taken remotes away from general use, and they're with employees. The TV sets are either on ESPN or HGTV because there have been recent disagreements in programming choices. You know, there are times... where I will, and let's be honest, we know what this is, right? Probably someone walked in and they saw Jesse Waters' face on the TV. I can't be expected to work out while looking at Jesse Waters, right? Or Sean Hannity, whoever. It was one of the primetime people. It was Fox. This is the point I'm trying to make. Can I tell you? There are times where I get to the gym. Now, my gym has a ton of TVs, right? They got the two rows of TVs, and they've got ESPN. And I've referenced this on Hardline before. They have all four cable news networks, right? They have CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, and News Nation, and CNBC. And it is very interesting. Like, if the media nerd that I am, I like to, you know, with my eyes, look back and forth while I'm working out and see what the topic is on Fox versus CNN versus MSNBC. And let me tell you, unless it's, you know, a breaking story, it's usually three different things. And it for me, again, it gets me a look into someone else's echo chamber. And I think that is wildly important to take a look, step out of your echo chamber and I try to bring you the other echo chambers on this show. Yeah, I try to do the homework for you and just see what Joe Scarborough is talking about, right? See what Anderson Cooper is talking about. And it's very interesting. Well, I get to do that at the gym because you have all these on there and I can read the Chiron and see what they're talking about. But let me tell you, I mean, there are times I'll look up, oh my gosh, it's The View. Now, obviously, that hasn't happened recently because I'm here by 11 preparing the show. I've never thought, oh, I'm going to march to the counter and say, how dare you have Whoopi Goldberg on the TV? I would never say that. You know why? Because I have headphones in. I'm listening to mostly the station or listening to music. I can look at another TV or I can just zone out, which is what I do best when I'm at the gym. I zone out. I clear my head. But to complain, I have complained about the TVs once. I have been regularly going to the gym since 2014. Okay. I know I should have been going sooner, but 2014 is when I got close to 300 pounds and said, oof, I need to start working out. And I've complained once about the TVs, and that was the Mets were playing, and the TV that usually had SNY on wasn't working. And I walked up. I didn't complain. I said, is there any way we can replace that TV that has been playing paid advertisements since I joined this gym? Is there any way we can replace that TV with SNY? And they did. And that was that. Right? You got the TV that has the clock on the bottom and it just plays cool X game highlights. But to complain about the TV, if that is what, and I'm not trying to be offensive to anyone, okay? And to quote Bill de Blasio, but if you get your vaccine, you can get this burger. No, I'm not trying to be offensive to anybody. But if you walk in the main thing on the TV, I'm sorry, and the main thing on your mind is what's on the TV, I got to think you're looking for any excuse to not work out, right? You can find, there was a time, now I do mostly cardio. We've been over this, right? There was a time I was out of town and I was using a gym there, and like three of the machines that I regularly use were out of order, right? Now, I could have just said, all right, I'm not going to work out today. No, I packed up my stuff, I went to another gym, and I got my workout in. If the TV, if what's on TV is so offensive to you that you can't work out, I think that's a you problem. If anything on basic TV is distracting you from your workout, you might want to question how into that workout you really are. Because in my opinion, you're just looking for an excuse not to work out and go complain to the front desk. Tom Bowerly is coming up next. Tom, how you doing?
Well, Joe, what do you watch when you work out? I kind of got lost there.
I like to dart around. I like to see, like, you know, I like to compare the Chiron on MSNBC to Fox to CNN to see what the other echo chambers are saying so I can confirm my opinion.
So I don't know if you, I was a little bit tied up today, Joe, and I apologize for that. But did you have a chance to explore with people if they thought the Jimmy Kimmel ABC thing was just a giant publicity stunt?
I did throw that out there.
I apologize for not being able to listen as much as I'd wanted.
That's fine, because I think it's exactly, they saw what Colbert, as soon as they announced Colbert's off, his numbers are up, and they thought, oh, this will get people talking about Kimmel. I do think it kind of blew up in their face because 25% of the ABCs won't be carrying it.
Yeah, well, we're going to talk a little bit about that. And then, do you have any Tylenol or acetaminophen around the home?
We do. We do have a bottle of it. But let me tell you, Tom, I can't remember the last time I used it.
You know, Joe, one of the things that I would like to get into today is the autism thing. We did a show on autism not all that long ago. But I would like to hear from parents about whether they feel at least somewhat vindicated. Maybe what was said yesterday wasn't exactly what they'd wanted to hear, but maybe they don't want to overwhelm people with information, or maybe the information just isn't there upon which to make a conclusion about vaccines and autism. But I do want to get into that because, Joe, it's a situation which affects so many people. in Western New York. And, you know, it's not just the autism, but in Western New York, I swear there are more MS clusters or possible MS clusters than anywhere I've ever been. Everybody's got an autoimmune situation.
Yeah. No, it's definitely something that I've noticed too, Tom, and I'd love to see, have someone look into it and see what is the correlation there.
Well, going to be tough to get data for guys like you and me, but I definitely want to talk about that because as somebody who knows several people who are parents of children who are on the spectrum, and some of them are a little bit older, this is obviously a very interesting issue to them and a lot of people listening. So I at least want to touch on it and take calls on it. And I also want to explore the Jimmy Kimmel thing more. And one of my friends, Frank Panasuk with the 1791 Society, posted something the other day that basically, like it or not, and he doesn't like it, we have basically become two Americas. And I want to explore that a little bit.
It's a great point, and you know, it's something, Tom, that I repeatedly try to push back on, but I think we're seeing it clear and clear now that, I mean, this division, it's not getting better.
Oh, no, it clearly has been exacerbated, aggravated, and infected by what happened to Charlie Kirk and the reaction of some to what happened to Charlie Kirk.
And sadly, I think there's people in elected office that they want the division. They want us more divided.
Well, I think that's very short-sighted, Joe, because nations that become divided, I mean, it says in the Bible, a house divided against itself cannot stand. Lincoln repeated that line. And as I said yesterday on the show, people who think Donald Trump is the most authoritarian president in American history would do very well to look back on Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln basically took the Constitution and used it as wipes.
Yeah, I mean, people who say that obviously don't know their history. Tom, I am looking forward to your show, my friend.
I'm looking forward to it too, Joe. I love following you, and I love the people who talk every day to me and with whom I get to speak. It's truly the highlight of my life. I actually miss it on the weekends. Is that sick?
No, but hey, if you ever want to, you know, have a back and forth on the weekend, Tom, you just call me up. I will speed on over here.
Did you say work on the weekend? Now you're just being silly. If there's breaking news, I will work anytime I'm needed, but I'm just saying.
That's right. That's right. Tom Bowerly, he is up next after the news with Tom Puckett. Make sure you download that Odyssey app. You follow Tom Bowerly's show, follow my show, follow David's show, and listen on demand if you can't listen live. But like I said, Tom Bowerly is up next after Tom Puckett. I'll talk to you tomorrow at 1 on News Radio 930 WBEN.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold. Listening to this music. While you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.